Hello YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and we ignore the memes. We sail right past the memes. The memes are bad. They're not funny. Probably should not pay attention to them. Also, the text messages about the confessions, the images of people confessing their love for the other person or whatever in the text message, those are sad. We sail right past those. We get to the advice. We read the stories and we give the people advice. Really, we salt the earth for the salt of the earth. Stop with the confessions. Look, I get this sub is meant for this type of stuff, but I just wanted to say, confessing isn't the way to do it. When you confess feelings as if it's some huge deal, you're placing a lot of pressure on the girl, and even if she felt something for you, she might just reject you because you came on too strong. Show her you like her through your actions, and I don't mean gifts or doing her favors. Make eye contact, touch her lightly when you two laugh at a joke, flirt with her and say suggestive things, stop taking yourself so seriously. I've never ever confessed feelings to girls I liked, I just showed them I did, and if they got the hint, they'd either go along or tell me they want to be friends. Also, do not be friends with girls you have strong feelings for. It's not a real friendship, it's a consolation prize and a compromise on your end because you didn't get what you wanted. A rejection is not a foundation for a solid relationship. Sucks that that needs to be said, but too many guys lie to themselves about this. Anyway, that was my $0.02, corrected because bad math. Yeah, I mean, generally I agree with this. The thing about confessions is that usually a confession of your feelings to somebody follows a series of events or a series of actions, or rather inactions, that a person has done, basically not showing the person that they are attracted to them, not showing someone that they're attracted to them, not doing the subtle things like you're talking about, the flirting, the light touching, the ha-haing and stuff like that, the inviting them out on a date and this kind of stuff. Usually a confession follows a series of inactions where the person who is not acting with their true intent is keeping to themselves and really keeping themselves reserved. And then there's this sort of outpouring of, oh, this is how I actually feel about you. And yeah, it's a huge bomb to drop. It's like giving someone a present and the person opens up the present and it's a confetti bomb. But instead of confetti, it's a lot of weird, strange feelings and tears and text messages that are really drawn out and kind of sad and pathetic. Generally, I agree with this advice. If you like somebody, you're going to want to show them through the small actions. When you get to the point of you're confessing to somebody, That's weird. Even saying the word confession, I confess that I'm in love with you. A confession is usually something that's associated with a crime or doing something wrong. And in fact, yeah, I mean, you did do something wrong. You didn't do the right things, I guess I should say. I'm a girl who got friend-zoned by a guy. So this guy I like is in my theater club, and in a show we were supposed to play brother and sister. His first comment was, "So no difference from real life then. BTW, we're not related." That's it. That's the whole story. Wow. I'm have you ever told the guy that you liked? I don't know. What can I say? Right? I mean, that's brutal, you know, that's brutal to hear that. But I mean, if you haven't given the guy any signals, or if you haven't, you know, given him any inkling that you might be into him, I mean, maybe he just doesn't know. Maybe he's completely clueless. And so, you know, when people don't really know what the situation is between you know, you two, if he didn't know what the situation was between you two, then it's really easy to just say an offhand comment that it's like, well, you know, there's this girl and we're friends and we're playing brother and sister and it's, you know, yeah, it kind of feels that way. You know, if the guy's gonna sister zone you, just move on anyways. And the other thing is, act your ass off. Act your ass off, because people dig the whole theater thing. I don't know. It just seems like with the theater club, and there's just so much drama. Everybody loves the drama in the theater club. So act your ass off, because people like that, you know. And if you're really into theater, then you'll find someone that's really into theater, and then, you know, you guys will have some common ground. This guy I had a crush on friend-zoned me, and we are best friends now. Now he deliberately ignores me at times, but gets mad if I do the same. That hits hard on my depression, and that's all I can think of every minute in the day. So this guy I met at Tinder and I got along really well, and after meeting him a couple of times, I asked the main question, and he said he wasn't looking to date. And immediately, without giving a day to myself, told me he wouldn't want to lose me as a friend. It happened a year ago, and I still didn't get over the crush, but we keep texting every single day without fail. It's been a few months since he moved to a different city to study, but it didn't stop. Now he's made new friends, and it feels like he deliberately ignores me and comes up with very casual excuses. But the problem is, when he doesn't ignore, he's patiently there to listen to me and talk for hours long. He teases me and says I'm jealous of the friends he hangs out with, and gets mad at me when I don't give him the attention he wants. He keeps saying I'm a good friend and I'm important to him. I was there for him when he needed immediate support or someone to talk to, but it feels like his presence in my life depends only on how free he is that day. IDK, how to deal with this anymore? We kinda got used to each other, and this isn't even a relationship to break up, right? IDK if it's worth mentioning, but I've been dealing with depression and low self-esteem for a while now, and I've opened up about myself and my issues that I've never told anyone else in my life. Yeah, this guy's an asshole. I mean, that's kind of the conclusion that you gotta come to, right? Is, you know, he's there, you know, he's there when he wants to spout off, you know, whatever shit that he's dealing with. But then when it's convenient for him, he's just gonna, you know, buzz off and do something else. I mean, this guy's in a completely different town. He's teasing you for being jealous of, you know, his friends and all this kind of shit. But anyways, my point is that, you know, this guy, you gotta drop this guy. What, you guys are just texting now? This guy's in a totally different town. I mean, you gotta block his number or something. This isn't a healthy relationship to have with someone. He sounds like a dick. He gets mad at you for not giving him attention. I mean, come on. He keeps saying that you're a good friend and you're important to him because you're available to him. You're available to him every freaking day. When he needs to talk about girl problems, or when he wants to complain and he wants someone to listen around. Check this shit out. His friends aren't going to sit around and listen to his bullshit. That's why he texts you and talks to you for all hours of the day, so he can talk about whatever shit is bothering him. Stop texting this guy. This guy's not good for your self-esteem. He's not going to make you feel good. Apparently, it makes you feel like shit. He's ignoring you because it's convenient. Look, when you have a relationship, quote-unquote relationship, with somebody over text message or over the internet or whatever, it's like, there's a disembodiment there. It's like you become to him just a text message, or like a receptacle for his text messages or his speaking or his problems or whatever. You know, he doesn't view you as an actual person who has feelings or who has a life that they want to do. You know, partially because, you know, you're probably super available for this person. But basically, is what I'm saying is that when you have a relationship with someone that's just strictly text message or just a long distance relationship or something like this, there's going to be some sort of disembodiment going on, to where, you know, he doesn't really even view you as a full human being. He, you know, and that's why he's able to just kind of dismiss you when it's convenient for him, because you don't pop up in his life physically. You guys don't hang out. He doesn't really have any major obligation to you. So, you know, if you don't have a body and if you are not a full human being to him, he's going to be able to let go of that whenever he wants. And it's kind of the same thing for you, where because he is so distant and because he says all the things that you might want to hear, then he becomes this, he becomes sort of put on a pedestal. He becomes sort of, you have your own dispersonalization of him, where, you know, you put all of this importance on him, even though he may be a dick. But you do it because, you know, he seems like he may be there, or you have this sort of thread attached to him, this reliance on him. So your reliance on him to be there, for him to listen to your issues or whatever it is, then causes you to, you know, be dependent on this person, and you think highly of them. You think that you're going to want this person around. But anyways, this is not healthy. He says he wasn't looking to date. That's very strange for Tinder. Tinder is obviously a thing for dating, so that's not something that you say on Tinder. But whatever, you got to drop this guy. It hit me that I have been fully friend-zoned. So it's been almost 2 weeks since I got friend-zoned, and it's finally hit me that she doesn't like me in that way at all, and I have no chance. I feel like shit and just want to stay in bed and cry, but I don't know what to do. Like, I knew before I had been friend-zoned, but it hadn't actually sunk in, and I feel like rubbish. What do I do, because I don't want to cut her off, because we chat daily too, so it doesn't help, but I really enjoy talking to her. Yeah, I mean, you enjoy talking to her because you still want to live in the fantasy where, you know, this person is going to be attracted to you. You know, it's like porno or something where, you know, this person is not actually going to be attracted to you, but you keep going back because it makes you feel good to hear their voice or get a text message from them or get a snap or whatever it is. I mean, yeah, you might not have a chance with this person. You know, this relationship might never be anything romantic. So sit in bed and cry, man. Get with those emotions and really get them out. Get those emotions out and just, you know, cry your ass off, because, you know, after you're able to get over that, and the quicker you're able to get over those feelings, you're going to be able to realize that, hey, this isn't the only girl that's out there. This isn't the only person who has a sweet voice or that you may like getting text messages from, or, you know, who has the same views as you or who you like talking to or something like this. Just because you chat daily isn't a good excuse to keep this friendship or relationship going. Cry your ass off, take all that shit in, and let it out. And then once you're over that, once you can pick yourself up, try something that's going to get you a little bit of confidence. Try something new. You know, read a new book or try to gain a new skill or something like this. Reach out to other people and talk to more people. But basically, you're in a really prime spot where, you know, you've had your heart broken. You're young, or maybe you're old, I don't know. But the point is that, you know, you can get over this and you can move on. But you have to be able to go through that process. You got to be able to get your feelings out. And you gotta be able to pick yourself up and move on. He friend-zoned me. I'm a girl. So there's this guy I really like. We're both in our 20s, but he's younger than me. He's intelligent, kind, he knows a lot about topics I'm interested in, he's respectful, sweet, and very cute. I don't develop feelings easily for guys, and it happened very rarely before that I would feel an attraction for a guy, and even less often that the feelings would be reciprocated, only a couple of times, so I'm not very experienced in this kind of things. So several months ago, we kissed a few times. I took the initiative, but he was definitely reciprocating, and he sent me a few cute messages after that, so I thought he was okay with it and he liked me too. Then all the 2020 mess started, and we didn't see each other for a long time. There was a lockdown. I was staying very far away from him, and we only texted a few times during the lockdown, and about random stuff, nothing to do with what had happened between us. But now life is going back to normal. So I gathered my courage and told him that I liked him, and I wanted to pick things up from where we left them last time. And he rejected me. He was very kind, very mature, it wasn't awkward or anything, but he just told me that he had other things to concentrate on, he doesn't want a relationship at the moment, he had a recent unpleasant experience with someone else during the months we didn't see each other, and it's just not the right time. I appreciate that he was mature enough to talk openly with me about this, but to be honest, I feel pretty down. I don't know, I'm thinking that maybe he felt threatened because I just blurted it all out, and I should have been more subtle and see where things went naturally without pushing it. But at the same time, I hate ambiguity, and I would have been kind of frustrated to just wait and see. I thought it was better to just be honest, but maybe I shouldn't have told him. I'm a bit confused. I don't know if I should definitely, absolutely get him out of my mind, or if there is still a chance with him, cause technically he didn't say absolutely not, he just said this is not the right time. But maybe he said that because he's kind and doesn't want to hurt me. Now I see him often but never alone, always with other friends, and the problem is that the more I spend time with him, the more I feel attracted to him. Any advice what to do? Should I try to seduce him and change his mind, or should I just forget him? Yeah, if you try to seduce him, he's gonna know that something's up. He's gonna know that you're trying, and he's not gonna like that. Now, of course, you know, I don't know the guy, so maybe he does, but I'm getting the feeling that if you've never really had feelings for another person, and if you try to, you know, if you try to seduce this guy really hard, he'll pick up on that. And he'll be like, whoa, this is really trying way too hard. So here's kind of my thought is that, you know, you guys kind of hooked up for a little bit or whatever, or you guys kissed or whatever. And then maybe you really liked that. And it was a nice little ride. It was a nice little ride as opposed to a roller coaster. It wasn't so much a roller coaster. It was just a nice little ride. And you kind of see where it goes, right? It's like going through the love tunnel or something. And then so maybe his thought is like, well, I'll just kind of see where this goes. You know, she's nice. You know, we hang out and, you know, maybe she's very sweet or whatever. And so we'll just kind of see where we end up at the end of the love tunnel, right? Well, now that, you know, everything's opened back up or life maybe going back to normal somewhat or something, there's still kind of that love boat feel, or the love tunnel, I guess, is that there's still the love tunnel feel, is that you can't just kind of rush to the end of the love tunnel. You kind of got to go through it again, right? So as frustrating as it might be because, you know, no one could get laid during lockdown, it's still a situation where you possibly could have to go slow with the guy. And so maybe, you know, just kind of spilling your guts. I wouldn't say it was the wrong move, but maybe it just wasn't what he was into or something. And it also probably sounds like that maybe he was attracted to somebody else and maybe they, you know, dumped him or something like that. So maybe he's got to adjust. I don't know. But here's the deal. This is going to kind of be a twofer, which is if you want to attract the guy and also if you want to feel better about yourself, you kind of got to distance from this guy because here's what's going to happen. He knows that you like him. He may be attracted to you somewhat, but he may not be attracted to the part to where you're really strong on letting him know your feelings or whatever. So if you pull away from him a little bit, he might come back to you. He might be like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, this cool chick that we were hanging out, that I was hanging out with, she's got a life, she's got friends, she's got stuff that she's interested in, stuff like that. You know, maybe I'm a little interested and, you know, maybe I'll kind of get close again or something. This will do kind of two things. First off, this is kind of your best chance at re-attracting the guy, is making yourself a little bit more unavailable. And the second thing is that it does give yourself a chance to move on. During this time, while you're kind of separating yourself from this guy, explore other things, explore other people. You know, pick up another hobby or something else, or just live your life and really focus on yourself. Because then you will get a chance to get away from this guy, or you'll get a chance to get over this guy. Because honestly, You know, if someone likes you, they're not going to do the whole, oh, well, I'm not ready for a relationship right now and this and that. You know, if someone likes you, they're going to let you know. They're going to tell you like, oh, hey, actually, I am really interested in you. If he was interested in you, he would say something like, well, maybe I'm not interested in a relationship right now, but I do really like you. And, you know, maybe we can, you know, keep hanging out or do whatever and see where it goes. But if there's nothing like that associated with the rejection, usually it's just a really nice way of saying, hey, I'm not interested right now. So I would say you probably want to step back from this guy. Firstly, because that's probably your best chance at seduction, because trying to seduce him will kind of throw up a red flag for him. And the second reason is because it'll actually give you a chance to get over this guy. And at that point, you know, I think you should. I think there's enough clues here to where maybe he might not be that into you. Does she see me as a friend or more? There's a girl at my job I'm interested in. She calls me best friend. She buys me food and brings me food. She recently started touching me, like on my arm, and also smiles whenever I look at her. Before all this started, I was rather cold to her. I never paid her much attention because I would see so many guys pay so much attention to her. She would always come up to me and talk to me, but I would always silently smile or give one-word answers. But now I am feeling different and have started talking to her more, laughing, and even conversations and saying hi when I see her. Only reason I'm skeptical about how she feels about me is because she's just really a nice person and probably will talk to anyone. I don't want to mistake her niceness for her liking me. I'm thinking of going back cold because part of me feels like she just wanted to see if she could get attention out of me. What do you think? I think it's a valid idea. I think that it's possible that she was attracted to the whole, you know, dark and mysterious, you know, silent type situation. You know, if she's hot and nice or whatever, and everybody's, you know, gonna be giving her attention, she's going to want something that she can't have, or rather, she's going to be intrigued by the idea of someone who's not attracted to her and making it like known very obviously. So what I would do in your situation is probably, you know, ask her out. If you like her, ask her out, and see where it goes. And probably not something so direct as, hey, do you want to go out on a date? But maybe ask her like, hey, you want to go out for drinks sometime, or you want to go out or hang out after work or something like this. See if you can't get some one-on-one time. Again, this is if you like this person. See if you can't get some one-on-one time with her, and then just kind of see where it goes. You're not gonna want to get, you know, super attached to this person, or you're not gonna want to do anything crazy, clingy, or nothing like that, because she really not might not be into that. But I say just take a little chance, you know, maybe still play the strong silent type or whatever it is, and just kind of, you know, nudge at her and just be like, hey, you want to go out? You know, let's do something, and then just kind of see where it goes. And look, if you know, if she does, she goes out with you and some one-on-one time, then there's a chance for some escalation and you know, seeing where it goes. But you know, if she declines, or if she you know, invites other people or something like this, maybe even not if she invites other people, but if she declines, or you know, just read her body language and see what goes on there and see if she follows through, and then that'll give you your answer. Helplessness about my lack of physical attractiveness. I know there's a lot of positive affirmation that beauty is skin deep, it's what's inside that count, but realistically, we know in a heterosexual relationship, men made snap decisions about a woman based on her appearances or attractiveness. If a guy doesn't find the girl attractive at first sight, he will dismiss her permanently as a love or dating interest. I'm not attractive or have a great body to make up for it. Those men whom I'm got to know from online avenues all wrote me off due to my looks. How do I know it? They don't even bother to know me better as a person, my hobbies and personality. Those who continued to stay in contact or hung out with me used me casually, non-committedly to fill their time or for validation and ego booster while they continued to search for the ideal attractive stereotypical girl. I thought we could break the ice, nurture feelings via texting or messaging or time spent together. But before I know it, 2 or 3 months later, these men found the perceived attractive girls, cut me off from all contacts, dated and married these girls. They knew these girls after me for brief moments. I wonder what's lacking in me compared to these ladies and resulted in me being always passed over or rejected. They made up their minds about me before I know it. I have no extra bucks for plastic or cosmetic surgery or therapy. I'm just increasingly upset or helpless about my appearances. I'm born this way, traditionally unattractive, not appealing in that broad sense. There's a lot of self-loathing and resentment now, built-up sadness, that so many men have passed me over instantly for the other girls whom they met later. The common denominator is me, not the guys. They are not fuckboys, or players, or narcissists if they eventually commit and marry these ladies soon after. I just blame my ugly appearances. You're very correct in the idea, or I guess your acknowledgement of the positive affirmation that beauty is skin deep. But here's the other thing, is that guys can also, and girls, everybody, can read a person, how they feel about themselves, and how much self-esteem that they have. So if you go around thinking to yourself, oh, I'm not pretty, I'm ugly, I'm not traditionally beautiful, everyone else is attracted to other people, and this and that, and blah, 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 that gets really tiring. It's got to get really tiring to you. But ultimately, you know, people are going to pick up on that and they're going to see it because you're going to bring it up in conversation, because you're going to have body language that sort of accentuates, you know, the idea that you're unattractive. You're going to slouch more. You're going to shy away. You're not going to smile. You're going to do these kinds of things. You're going to do these kinds of things. Seemingly, you know, without knowing it, but you're going to project the idea onto other people that you're unattractive. And so if you have it ingrained in yourself that you're unattractive and you keep repeating this to yourself, other people are going to read that. And these other people are going to gravitate towards others who may be more attractive, sure, but definitely towards people who believe that they are attractive, or rather don't have all of these self-defeating ideas about themselves repeating in their head a lot. So I think the first thing that I'm going to say, or the piece of advice that I'm going to give to you, is you have to be able to work on your self-esteem. Look, everybody's born the way that they are. Everybody's born, you know, I guess, looking the way that they are. And they're going to grow with their genes, and that's fine. And there's other things that you can do to combat that, that help with your physical attractiveness and give you more self-esteem and more confidence. And these things are eating healthy and paying attention to your diet, working out, doing things that they care about, picking up skills, and learning more things about themselves and about the world, surrounding themselves with people who are positive and like to have fun. These are all things that people can do to increase their attractiveness, so to speak, is that the attractiveness doesn't necessarily lie solely with the beauty on the outside, but attractiveness also, you know, just by the word, by definition, it means they attract other things. So by thinking about yourself in a positive way and by focusing on yourself and improving yourself in your mental state, you're going to attract more positivity. You're going to attract people. People are going to be attracted to that. They're going to be attracted to the positivity. They're going to be attracted to the high self-esteem. They're going to be attracted to someone who is working on bettering themselves or focusing on themselves or thinking about themselves in a positive light. And people are not going to be attracted to people who are always down about themselves, people who are worried about other people's attractiveness, etc., etc. Look for a material that's coming from a place of boosting self-esteem, boosting positivity, and boosting a mental state about oneself, because that's what you're really going to need. And it may come in the form of, you know, anything. It may come in the form of just being more studious or looking, you know, searching for more friends, being more in touch with your emotions, you know, eating healthier and working out more, looking into like self-help stuff, you know, this kind of stuff. So I would say your main issue is self-esteem and not necessarily your beauty, because your attractiveness is made up of how you present yourself rather than what you look like. Soulmate to friend zone. Dated my best friend for the past 2 years, fell apart, and now she just wants to be my best friend again. Am I literally forced to be in love with my best friend my entire life? I don't understand how to live life without her, but have no clue how I'm supposed to stand beside her as she loves someone else. Life is hard. I'm heartbroken. Sorry. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, you're not forced to be in love with your best friend for your entire life. You could be like Jacob in the Twilight series. You're going to have to let go of this person. I mean, look, you guys had a 2-year relationship. That is a very long time. You're going to have to get over this person. Maybe you guys can be best friends in the future, but you're going to have to give yourself and her or him or whatever some space here, because you're going to have to get over this. I mean, plain and simple. If she's not attracted to you, if she's dating someone else, or she's moved on, or she's rebounding or whatever, you got to get away from that situation, because that's not going to feel good for you. You're going to have to take care of yourself. And that means, you know, getting away from this person. Maybe you guys can be friends later on, but right now is probably not the time. On the other side of this, I get the feeling that many of the gents on this sub are still pretty young in the grand scheme. Let me tell you, it gets better. My high school, college, and late 20s were a friend zone jamboree, but by the time I hit 30, it was a totally different picture. I was in command of who I was comfortable in my own skin, and I had tons of romance in my life. And those girls that put me in the zone? Forgotten. It may seem like life will never work out for you, but life is long. Don't forget. Apparently a lot of people on this sub... gents, as they're called, but people, because we've got a lot of chicks too, are British or from the UK or something. I see a lot of the, I see gents here. I've seen a lot of British spellings and this kind of stuff. What is it about the friend zone that seems to attract people from the UK or that kind of stuff? Now, obviously, you know, friend zone is everywhere. The friend zone is all around the entire world. So, I mean, of course, it's not just limited to that, but I thought it was kind of funny. Yeah, I mean, you know, the deal with the friend zone is that it's a thing basically up until you become an adult. And then it's not a thing anymore. Then it's just you realize that you didn't really take a chance when you should have. And then, you know, you shot yourself in the foot and now you're pissed off about it. And then you do something about it. And then you change your life, basically change a lot of things about you, tell yourself that it'll never happen again, and then live your life that way. That's generally what happens. So that's why we're here. That's why we do this, is to get people on that path, is to let them know, like, hey, you know what, the friend zone, that's it's fucking stupid. But anyways, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the universal advice, is like, okay, well, what's the deal with the friend zone? Is it real? It's not real. How did I get here? I've liked someone for 4 years, blah, blah, blah. At a certain point, you got to realize, is like, well, there are moments in your life where you're going to have to grab your nutsack and then just kind of pull it towards the direction that you're trying to go, and then just do the one thing that you don't want to do that lasts 30 seconds, and then get an answer for your life, which is when you're feeling like you like someone after 2 weeks or a month or something like that, you got to ask them out on a date. I mean, that's just what you got to do. And then you're either going to get the yes or no answer. And then magically, after you do that, the friend zone doesn't exist because you guys are either friends and continue to talk to each other, or you guys are in a relationship, or there's nothing. And then there's no such thing as the friend zone because you didn't hold on to your feelings for 4 years. Okay, that is going to do it for me this week. Thank you for listening to Stories from the Friend Zone. The website is friendzone.me. We're also on YouTube and Spotify. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you later.